dozens injured as Russia and Ukraine trade drone strike attacks. By Breitbart London on May 3, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, a Russian drone strike on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, wounded 47 people. Officials said, and prompted another appeal from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for more decisive support from the country's allies. Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said drones hit 12 locations across the city late Friday. Residential buildings, civilian infrastructure and vehicles were damaged in the assault, according to Kharkiv Regional Governor Oleh Sinyahubov. The Kharkiv Prosecutor's Office said Saturday that Russian forces used drones with thermobaric warheads. In a statement on Telegram, it said thermobaric weapons create a powerful blast wave in a hot cloud of smoke, causing large-scale destruction. The prosecutor said its use may indicate a deliberate violation of international humanitarian law. While the world hesitates with decisions, nearly every night in Ukraine turns into a nightmare, costing lives. Ukraine needs strengthened air defense. Strong and real decisions are needed from our partners. The United States, Europe, all our partners who seek peace. Zelensky wrote on X in the early hours of Saturday. Russia fired a total of 183 exploding drones and decoys overnight, Ukraine's Air Force said. Of those, 77 were intercepted and a further 73 lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Russia also launched two ballistic missiles. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said its air defenses shot down 170 Ukrainian drones overnight. The ministry said 8 cruise missiles and 3 guided missiles were also intercepted. In southern Russia, 5 people, including 2 children, were injured in a drone strike on the Black Sea port city of Novorossiysk overnight, according to Mayor Andrei Kravchenko. The latest wave of attacks comes after the U.S. and Ukraine on Wednesday signed an agreement granting American access to Ukraine's vast mineral resources. It finalizes a deal months in the making that could enable continued military aid to Kyiv amid concerns that President Donald Trump might scale back support in ongoing peace negotiations with Russia. Speaking to journalists in Kyiv on Friday, Zelensky said Ukraine is prepared to pursue a 30-day ceasefire proposed by the United States. He said the proposed ceasefire could start on any date and last for a full month, offering time for meaningful steps toward ending the war. "Let's be honest, you can't agree on anything serious in 3, 5, or 7 days," he said. Zelensky said that Moscow's announcement of a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire next week in Ukraine to mark Victory Day in World War II is merely an attempt to create a soft atmosphere ahead of Russia's annual celebrations. "It looks unserious," he said, "so that Putin's guests on Red Square feel comfortable and safe." The Ukrainian leader reiterated that Kyiv's military actions will remain mirror-like, responding to Russia's moves. He acknowledged that implementing a complete frontline ceasefire without robust international monitoring remains nearly impossible, but emphasized that the 30-day window offers a credible start. He confirmed ongoing efforts to convene a meeting of international advisors, meaning the next round of the negotiations with the U.S. He also expressed hope that it could happen in Ukraine, saying it was a positive sign that such a gathering is under discussion despite recent personnel changes in Washington. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.